The wait is finally over. The 2013 NFL Draft is finally here with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall, and I'll tell you, we're excited. We know fans are excited. We are here literally in the Broncos draft war room. To our left is the Broncos board, what they have spent weeks and months preparing and stacking. Other information in this room, team needs, depth charts, there's stuff all over the place. And for the next 3 days in this room is where John Elway, John Fox, Matt Russell, the rest of the Broncos and personnel staffs will spend time figuring out, Gray, who are going to be new Broncos.
Well, exactly. I mean, the draft is like Christmas for a personnel staff. This is what you work all year round for. And really, John Elway talked on Monday in his pre-draft press conference about where the Broncos sit. At 28, they feel good about where they are. Usually, with a later pick, that means you were successful the previous year and you're not trying to fill a ton of holes. And that's what's proven true for the Broncos right now. They feel good about where they are. They said they're open for business. They're willing to trade either up, which towards the front of the draft, which can be expensive, but if there's the right guy there, they're willing to trade back like they did last year and still got their guy in Derek Wolf. But really, they feel like at 28, there's going to be a group of guys that they're happy with.
Yeah, the Broncos are comfortable with where they're positioned. It has a lot to do with what they've done in the draft the last 2 years. John Elway addressed that earlier this week here at Dove Valley.
We feel much more comfortable going in this draft than we did 2 years ago, and the fact that we've been able to fill a lot of holes in the last 2 years. And so it gets back to the same thing, that we feel pretty good about the guys we have, and so therefore we're going to try to get the best football players we can.
You go 13-3, you go into the offseason, you're comfortable with your roster pretty much at each position group. John Elway, John Fox have both said that, but the last couple years they have drafted players who have contributed. That's the goal when you do draft, and that's the goal again this year.
Absolutely. Elway talked about on Monday, they're looking for 10-year guys, guys that are going to be with the Broncos you can hang your hat on for a long time, and they want those 10 years to start right away, like they have with players they've drafted the last few seasons. Looking around the internet at the mock drafts, there's a lot of variety of players that people see headed to Denver. Funny enough, three of them are from Florida State. There's cornerback Xavier Rhodes and two defensive ends, Bjorn Werner and Tank Carradine. So it's really all over the board. We've seen linebacker Alec Ogletree get predicted to Denver. It just shows how unpredictable this year's draft is.
Yeah, the one thing you do know is that there is depth. John Elway addressed that also this week. Depth up and down this draft board. Again, here's Elway Monday here at Dove Valley.
Since I've been in doing this in the last 3 years, there's not been 32 first-round grades, if you understand what I'm saying. I mean, very, very few. You know, you look at 20, 21, 22, 23 first-round grades are probably given out every year. And so then when you get past that point, then you're looking at second-rounders that, okay, it's a matter of those guys are going to have the impact on you also, just not the first-round grades. And so, you know, whether the depth of the draft is going to determine, you know, what you do there at 28 where we are. But we also think with this year's draft, as I've said, you know, we don't look at it as there's a ton of impact guys, but there is a lot of depth to it, and there's a lot of real good football players. And so that's why we feel that 28 would be able to get a pretty darn good football player.
Just a couple hours away now from the start of round one of this year's draft, and like every year, Gray and I, the rest of the team media staff, will be here in this room for part of the draft during the first round. We'll be down the hall, we'll be downstairs, we'll be all over as the Broncos get ready. We'll bring you all coverage tonight leading up to and after the pick, and of course, Saturday and Friday on DenverBroncos.com. Thanks so much for watching BTV On Site. More later this evening on DenverBroncos.com.